The joy of being parish priest. In retrospect, a lot of people around me discerned a priestly vocation in me well before I did, writes Richard Lamy. A sense of vocation is a tricky thing to define. How does it differ from the call made on all of God's people in baptism? So the support and affirmation offered by my parents, friends, and the priests who knew me well was vital in turning what was one of a handful of possible careers into the thing I needed to explore first. When I finished my history degree, I worked for a church in South London for a year as a lay assistant, which was a great way of working out what parish life was like in all of its intense variety. I went to the Bishop's Advisory Panel while I was there and started 3 years of residential training, the first two being devoted to a theology degree when I was 22. I found college enjoyable, partly because I knew that the things I was learning would get me ready for my curacy, mostly because I was surrounded by people of a similar age who were as excited and overwhelmed by God's call as I was. Many of them are still my closest friends, and the people who are vital to my own sense of perspective and purpose. I am delighted to say that I have spent all of my ministry in parishes thus far, because I firmly believe that parishes are the front line of priestly ministry, places of possibility, adventure, and grace. After a secure and encouraging curacy in a teen parish in Stockport, I became priest in charge of a parish in Manchester. It was the perfect place to learn to lead, full of willing people open to new ideas and secure in their own identity as a church for the parish. After 7 years there, including 4 as rural dean, I moved to be rector of a parish of 3 churches in Wokingham in 2012. Being a priest is a vocation and not simply a job. The frustrations of the job are well known. Constantly available, being friendly even when you don't feel like it, the impossibility of ever feeling that the job is finished, the rewards and benefits are often less stated, the flexibility of being able to arrange the diary around family life, the privilege of being immediately at the heart of a community, the sense of doing something of great immediate significance to individual lives, which is also of great eternal significance. The joy of being a priest is being the person who rings the doorbell and is invited into the heart of a family's grief. It is going straight from there to talk to new parents about the baptism of their firstborn child. It is being a visible disciple in the community, in Morrison's on your day off, as much as in the pulpit. It is being both servant and leader. It is standing at the altar and looking down the nave at so many faces and knowing with absolute clarity that God is at work in the lives of those who are rejoicing and those who are recovering, in the young, in the old, in the person you have walked with through the valley of the shadow of death, and in the person who has just walked in through the church door for the first time in a decade. It is knowing that, in this moment, heaven and earth are one, and God is here. The Reverend Richard Lamy is rector of St Paul's in Wokingham, and is photographed alongside this article, sharing some cakes with a young girl.